Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Taking Action. We're in chapter 9. Your mind chooses to enjoy what you do. One of the most self-empowering ideas for a happy, fulfilling life is that it's up to you, own mind, to choose to enjoy what you do. You have a tremendous power to develop this attitude. People who do what they love to do will find greater fulfillment in what they're doing. They develop greater skill, and they enjoy the entire process. If possible, choose to do what you love to do. Find ways to accomplish and achieve by doing meaningful things that you love to do. At times, finding meaningful things might be easy. At other times, you might need to be more creative. If you need to do something that seems uninteresting and boring at first, ask yourself, how can I find a way to enjoy what I need to do? Brainstorm. Enjoy the challenge of thinking of a number of ways to make the task more meaningful and fulfilling. Ask yourself, what are some of the ways that I can think about this task or project or goal or job that will enable me to enjoy what I'm doing? Some specific questions to ask yourself are, who is benefiting from what I'm doing? Think about it. Like, who's going to benefit from this? How is this developing my skills, my talents? How can I gain from what I am doing? How can I creatively use my imagination to enjoy this? It's helpful to find people who actually enjoy doing the things you need to do. Perhaps you can learn from the way they look at the task or project. Interview them and ask what their mindset is about the task or project. Perhaps they're going to say something that you hadn't thought of. Perhaps they'll say something that you didn't think of before, but now that they thought, you could either think something similar or be creatively do something different, but their way of looking at this will trigger your mind to be creative. When you adopt the mindset of someone who enjoys doing something, you too will enjoy doing it more. If you don't yet enjoy what you have to do, and you must do it anyway, play a game with yourself. Imagine that a miracle happened, and the Almighty has blessed you with the ability to love doing this task. Imagine that you are blessed with great feelings and actually find this fun. You might be thinking, but I can't do that. If I don't enjoy doing something, I just don't enjoy doing it. I can't fool myself. Don't fool yourself. Just understand that we human beings have the capacity to learn to enjoy things that we didn't enjoy in the beginning. Imagine being promised a tremendous amount of money if you enjoy doing something that you don't enjoy doing. A brain scan will confirm that you really enjoy doing it. Wouldn't you try to play the game to imagine that you enjoyed it? Living a life that is full of happiness and joy is more valuable than having large sums of money, isn't it? Ask any wealthy person who lacks happiness and joy if he would trade a good part of his fortune for a guarantee of happiness and joy. An honest person would say, "Of course I would." If you would allow yourself to enjoy your task for a lot of money, then you could allow yourself to enjoy doing it for the benefit of mastering happiness and joy. I have seen people enjoy doing things that they didn't previously enjoy, so I know that it's possible to do. And the question is, will you personally allow yourself to develop this type of happiness and joy also?